Okay, I'm going to do this video because I have a lot of things to complain. Okay lah, anyway, this video is I know there's somebody, they say, "Aiya, stop ranting lah, everyone, stop complaining lah." Okay, if you are that kind of people, right, then don't watch lah, okay? Don't watch, okay? Because in this video, I'm going to share with you some stories, okay? This is my personal story. It's something that is It has happened to me, okay, throughout the last 2 weeks. And why we have all these problems, I want to be very frank with you. Yes, the market is not doing well, but we are still selling. I'm still selling, okay? Take a word, no need to tell everybody one lah. You know, I don't like to go and boast and then every time I put photo, okay? Maybe 1 year I put one or two photo in my Telegram group, let you all know ah. But not important, not important, okay? The main thing is why I want to share all these things because I want you to understand the market correctly. You know, what are the step by step? Okay, one thing about me is I don't like people to do things not correctly. Okay, I want people to do things legally and correctly. I don't like agents that like to try their luck. So I'm going to share with you a few stories. Okay, after this whole thing, after this story, I'm going to share with you one of the very serious questions that many customers are calling me. So at the same time, well, I'm going to share with you the experience that I have handling all these problematic agents. I'm also going to share with you some story where I handle customers with a lot of problems and what are the common questions that is asked to me, and I want to be very open. I'm going to say in this video, I'm going to share with you what is the situation today. Okay, so the first situation. Okay, I'm going to talk about which one. Let me choose. Okay, this one. I'm going to talk about this one. This agent from the first day he arranged viewing to come. Okay. Never mind, he never come. He overseas. He got his partner to bring the buyer. Okay, the buyer view already. View already. Later on, I think he wanted to make an offer. So the partner do for him. So after 2 weeks, it's time for exercise already. It's a HDB flat. Then he say he come back already. He want to exercise. Then I ask him, what have your buyer, is the valuation out? Because by right, the valuation, the loan, everything have to be out first. Okay? And I also wondering, did he do the valuation for the customer or the customer do himself? I don't know. Because he tell me the customer don't want to tell him. I'm like, why is the customer don't want to tell you? You represent your customer and your customer don't want to tell you. Okay, never mind. So I tell him, please make sure that the valuation, everything is done properly before your exercise. Okay, so no choice. I just have to trust him. But this thing, I really feel like, wow, jialat. Okay, never mind. Later when he exercise, I tell him that he has to deliver me back the OTP. Then he tell me, the OTP is to be kept by the buyer after completion. I say, wait. This is the thing I hate most, okay? A lot of agent, they are pure lazy. Okay, they are pure lazy. They don't like to follow the law. So let me share with you how the law works, okay? When somebody buy your house, you take the deposit, you're supposed to grant the person the option to purchase, which is the OTP. You give the person the contract, the person exercise, the person supposed to deliver back the OTP to you. So in private property, right, the buyer lawyer will deliver the OTP back to the seller lawyer. In HDB, the lawyer don't get involved here. So that is why the buyer or the buyer agent have to deliver back the OTP to the seller. Come on, this is the rule. It's stated on the HDB website. Okay, I have to say that I have to thank HDB because recently they revamped their website. They write everything very clearly on the website. So I screenshot this to the agent. I say, you need to return me the OTP. During completion, we will give the OTP to the officer. And in some cases, the bank wants the OTP. So the officer will give the original OTP to the buyer. That is at completion, what? Why are you skipping the middle step? You know, the middle step is my seller is supposed to keep it all the way to completion. You see, so I don't understand why all these agents very lazy, don't want to come back and return the OTP to us. Okay, never mind. So he returned after I have to get into this confrontation, you know, with him. I had to message him, explain this and all this. All this to me is bo liao one. He still want to tell me that he's been in the industry for what, 15 years. I don't care you in industry for how long. This is the law, follow the law. Okay? You can be in the industry very long. I don't care what is your common practice. Okay? We follow the law, we follow the correct procedure. Then never mind. Okay, now it comes to inspection already. Means going to complete already. During the inspection, he sent me a message. He sent me this message. I tell you, I tell you what I reply him, okay? He sent me this message. He say we want to come and do inspection. Then he forward me this message. He say it's the buyer send him one. He say message from buyer. He says, please remind the seller to have the following ready. Grill keys for all bedroom lock keys for all bedroom, remote for all air con, and with manual if able to find. Come on. You come for inspection and then later on he say he want to come to inspection to check if things got spoiled and if the aircon is working. I want to emphasize this guys. The HDB final inspection, okay? HDB final inspection. I took this out from the HDB website again and sent it to this agent. The HDB website, right? You need to arrange with the seller to inspect the flat, okay? To inspect the flat and ensure that the seller will be able to deliver vacant possession by the resale completion date. The inspection is to ensure that the seller give you vacant possession, remove all the movable items. It's not come and check if the aircon got spoiled or not, the house in good condition or not. When you buy a house, there's this thing called caveat emptor. Okay, go and Google, guys. Caveat emptor. You buy as per the condition. So I have to tell him, even with his don't know how many years of experience. Okay, then never mind. He sent me this message. He says that he want to come on Sunday. I tell him Sunday we cannot let you do the inspection because we haven't cleared everything. Okay, so I told him that need to be on 20th. Then he sent me a message. And I never tell him need to be on 20th. I say have to be after Sunday. Okay, have to be after Sunday. Then he sent me a message. He said after consulting the buyer, we changed to 20th May, Tuesday, 8 p.m. So I say okay. Okay. So later on Tuesday, I waiting for him to come. Okay, I have to say for me, I always tell my seller, this one I don't want to say, okay. This one next time you engage me, I'll tell you the tricks. I will make sure everything goes smoothly one. So anyway, he said he wanna come on Tuesday, 8 p.m. 20th May. So Tuesday we waited. We waited for his message. Why he never come? So I was shocked why they never come and inspect the house. So I went to check. I went to check the date. Then I was like, Tuesday is 19 May leh. Not 20th May leh. Okay, never mind. Then I message him. I say, I think you got the date wrong. Tuesday is 19 May, not 20th May. So we thought that you are coming on Tuesday, but eventually he didn't come because he never messaged mah. So I told him he got his date wrong. So I say, I assume that you are coming tomorrow since you got your date wrong. Wow, he still can 理直气壮 eh. Screenshot the message that he sent me and show me the message that he typed 20th May, Tuesday, 8 p.m. I tell you why, you know. Because at that point when I tell him, he still don't know that he's wrong. He still want to come and argue leh. You're already wrong what? You write 20th May, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Tuesday is not 20th May, it's 19 May. So you got the date wrong, just say sorry lah. So this kind of agent, I tell you, wow, jialat. Okay, to me, full of issues. Okay, never mind. Now, the next situation. Okay, next situation. I tell you about another agent, almost similar one. I don't understand why customer want to find this kind of agent. Okay, so anyway, we sold this house also we sold in 1 week only. Okay, more than $1 million HDB flat. The buyer, the agent, call me, message me. Okay, I told her that the viewing is when, blah blah blah. Okay, she never reply. On the day of the viewing, I think the viewing is 3 o'clock. Then she messaged me at 1 o'clock, ask me can view or not. I say, Tell me that she's coming. I say, you never confirm that. She say, oh, she forgotten. She forget to reply. She thought she reply. I say, it's okay. You can come 3 o'clock. Why? Because other buyers also coming, ma. So it's okay. 青菜 lah, you know, anything lah, you come lah. They came, they offer for the unit. The agent never come. The buyer came alone. Okay, never mind. Then later on, everything went through. Okay, they offer OTP sign. So I told him, OTP done. I tell him, I put in a locker at my office, okay? She can go and take 24/7. Anytime she can go to my office and collect. Because I give her the locker number and the PIN already. For the last 1 week, she didn't collect. 1 week plus, she didn't collect. So I ask her, have you collected? She tell me, car spoil. Well, all kinds of reason. You are the buyer agent. We get the OTP sign. You're supposed to come and collect, ma, and give to a buyer, ma. Never mind. Okay. Then later on, she never collect. Then she arranged for to view again because want to bring the contractor and everything down. Then I asked her, you going to bring? So I tell you, I've had experience. I've been here for many, many years. I know all kinds of pattern that will happen. So I asked them, how long you need? They say 1 hour. You want to bring people come and view? Why need 1 hour? And even your contractor come, you take photo and go, ma. Cannot be my buyer, just wait, my seller wait for you 1 hour. Okay, so normally, we don't do that because you respect people's time, people respect your time. So 1 hour in the industry is too much. If you are watching the video and you think, yeah, 1 hour is okay, come on, you must think a lot of parties. The seller and all these things, not everybody willing to just let you go into their house. You haven't even. The house is not even yours yet. It's still the buyer's house. To stay in the house 1 hour, bring what feng shui master, bring what contractor come in. No. You want, you take photo, do your measurement, you go downstairs and discuss. Don't take people's house. This is out of respect. You don't go and take people's house like kopitiam, sit on people's sofa and start discussing your renovation in the house. It doesn't work that way. This is called basic respect, okay? So we told them 30 minutes. Okay, never mind. Then I asked her, a few days before the second viewing, I asked her, do you take the OTP? She said, haven't. Then this time I don't know what thing spoiled. How? Maybe her leg spoiled. So later on, I told her, never mind, I pass it to you. Okay, so I bring it there. Then I ask her, are you here? She said, she's not coming. Not coming again, not coming. Her partner coming. Okay, then never mind. 7:30 already. I ask her, are you all here? She said, my buyer may be late. Okay, never mind. 7:40, the buyer came out. Okay, late 10 minutes. Okay, never mind. Came out, the agent never come. I asked the buyer, where's your agent? He said, I agent late. The partner also late. Okay, never mind. I waited, I waited. The partner came into the house. Never asked me for the OTP. The partner don't even know why he's there, you know. He's supposed to come to the house, help the buyer and take the OTP from me, right? Okay, never mind. I take the OTP, give the buyer. I say, your agent never come and take. I pass it to you. Okay. Then later on, another issue come again. Same thing, same pattern one. I tell you all this agent. I ask her when she going to exercise. The last day is 15 May. Okay, I just want to give her. I don't want to be so specific. Last day is 15 May. I ask her when she going to exercise. She tell me 15 May. Okay, then I say okay. So if you are waiting until the last day to exercise, right? Can you please make sure you exercise already, sign the OTP properly, and pass me back the original copy. Okay? You know what she tell me? She tell me she overseas. Come on, I don't care you overseas or not. This is a 1 over million property deal that we are dealing with. If you are overseas, find someone to help you. Find someone to substitute you. Wow, I tell you, I want vomit blood. Very angry, you know. Don't even have the responsibility to do things properly. And I never even see this agent at all, right? From the first viewing to the second viewing. Never see her at all. Okay, never mind. I don't care whether you're overseas, you still have the guts to tell me you're overseas. Have some responsibility lah. Correct or not? Okay, anyway, I insist she hand me the OTP. Case settled. Okay? I don't know how much more issues I'm gonna get from this agent. Next, third story. Oh, I tell you, these agents are they are jialat one. I don't understand or why they don't understand that when OTP exercise for HDB, always must deliver the OTP back to the seller. This is the law. Okay? Third one, have this commercial renter. We are doing commercial renter. This agent, keep insisting, okay, that the company has two directors. This agent keep insisting that only need one signature. So I was very angry. I told my agent that go and tell her need two signature. Okay, we waited 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, never get back to us, never signed the tenancy agreement. So every time, I think my agent couldn't handle her because she like auntie keep pushing la. Every time tell her something, she push. Okay, so I got very angry. I called her. I told my agent, you call the agent and then we do a conference call. I want to talk to her. So I talk to her. I say, I blah, 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 manager. I want to ask you, okay, that when can you get the tenancy agreement signed? And I need two signature because there's two director and you don't have an authorization letter to say that only one director need to sign. She tell me, your sign also haven't signed. Then I say, wait. Now I'm asking you, okay? My side can sign already, you can sign or not. Then she tell me, aiyah, I already told you my one director I can sign, two director to wait. Then I ask her again, so is your side cannot sign or you are trying to tell me, so which is which? I tell you, every time I tell her to sign, she tell me, aiyah, need one person only. Then later on, she tell me, my side haven't ready. Wow, keep like roti pranta the excuse and the reason one eh. I tell you, I got very, very angry. I asked her a simple question. I say, now, are you trying to tell me that the tenancy agreement only need one director and not all the director to sign? You confirm, because I'm going to call the council of estate agent. I'm going to call KEO. I'm going to call my company in charge to confirm on this. Are you very sure or not? Then she answered me one sentence, you know. She said, but your side never signed. I got so angry, I said, don't change the topic. Now I'm asking you, is it you are telling me that not all the director need to sign, only need one? Don't change topic, I'm asking you this now, are you very sure? You know what she answered me? She said, okay, I asked them when they can get it signed. Then I said, okay, good. I hang up. I tell you, this is the, then my agent got very shocked. He said, everyone was so fierce one. I said, it's not about fierce. This agent has been trying to roti pranta the deal, has been trying to drag this whole thing. The whole thing has been dragged for a week plus just to get signature. Everything she give us one signature. But the thing is, by law, we have already checked with the lawyers, we already checked with our company legal. You need both signature. You need all the directors to sign. And she cannot produce an authorization letter to show that only need one director. One director is enough. She cannot produce. Yet, she still want to keep arguing the point and keep delaying the whole thing. I don't know what is she trying to delay. So, in the end, after I scold her, the whole thing went through. After 2-3 days, wow, everything soon. Then now she tell me she'll get me the signature by Friday. So, I hope it goes through properly. Okay. So, then my agent got very shocked. I say, I tell you something. It's not that I'm trying to be fierce. But I feel that I don't like people that try to do things like 随便, like anyhow do it. This is a commercial renter, you know, a shop house. It's not that you happy you do it this way. Do things has to be proper and legal. Come on. Okay, have a little bit of professionalism and respect your own job, you know. So I was really, really very angry. And now everything got straightened up. After I went to scold her, she don't dare to try anything. Yeah, so this is things that has been happening a lot. There's also other things that has been happening, okay? Another one that is very normal, I don't want to talk about it, is late for viewing, don't want to tell what girl. There's this agent that arranged for viewing, late, ask her what time she can reach, don't want to reply, okay? End up waste our time, waste the customer's time, the seller was waiting in the unit. Tell us to wait 30 minutes, sorry, no such thing, okay? We will just cancel the viewing. Really irresponsible people. Okay, so anyway, these are things that I have been handling with agents. So why we have so much problem? Because we are still closing. We are still closing, that's why I got problem. You know, when you're closing, you have to handle agents, because both agents got to work together. Next, I got a lot of sellers calling for help. Okay, I'm going to touch on this very important topic. I have a lot of sellers asking for help. And a lot of these sellers, the one main issue, whether is it a HDB flat or a condominium, the same problem is the same problem arise. They cannot sell. Okay, when I say they cannot sell, it's so outrageous that some of these customers that's calling me, they have been selling for 2 years. The longest I have heard is selling for 2 years. Some 6 months, some 2 years, some 9 months, blah, blah, blah. And all these customers, they all think that in order for them to sell is to increase the reach. Increase the reach. What do they mean by increase the reach? They mean that they want to increase the reach so that they can find more agent to sell their place. I want to emphasize one thing. This is an internet world. You need one good agent to do the right advertisement, right strategy, right planning, and know how to close a deal when needed, okay, to sell. You don't need 5 advertisements. This is property guru. If today I want to buy a 5-room flat in Sengkang, a 4-room flat in Boon Lay or whatever, I search. I will go and sort by price one, guys. Or I will go and sort by road name. Because as a buyer, I know what I want to buy. It doesn't matter whether you have 5 agent, 4 agent, 3 agent appearing. And sometimes it's an adverse effect. You get a lot of agent to advertise. I feel that is it you too kanchong? Is it you very desperate to sell? You know? So now in the property market, I want to emphasize again, it's not about reach, it's not about exposure. It's not. You find 10 agents, 20 agents, 100 agents to sell, you also cannot sell away. There's some criteria for selling, okay? You need to meet the criteria. If you want to sell a place today, you need to meet that criteria. Of course, after you meet these few criteria, it doesn't mean that you will sell immediately, but it means that you have a chance to sell your place off. If you don't meet these criteria, you don't even have a chance. You will just be a stepping stone for people to sell their place off. You help other people to sell their place off. And I also do not agree on, you know, in this current market situation, I do not agree on like, you find one agent, then the agent find another 5 agent to advertise your unit. I do not agree this technique, okay? I don't want to further talk about this thing. I just want to tell you it doesn't work. So in today's market, you need to fulfill the criteria. Once you fulfill the criteria, okay, then you have a chance to sell off. And a lot of times, right, these customers that call me, some customers that call me, they don't believe in the criteria. Okay, if you don't believe that this criteria, they don't believe that this criteria will help them sell off their place, I tell you, you don't believe, it's okay. Because if you don't believe, you continue using your own criteria or your current criteria to sell your place off, you will never have a chance. That's all I can say. Because you see, my pattern is like that. I want to help people. When customer call me, I know they're in trouble. I try to help. It's okay that the customer don't believe me. It's absolutely fine. I am okay with it. But I just want to explain that the most important thing is the current market situation is not about reach. It's not about exposure. It's not about having 1,000 advertisements. That is not important. Today, we are in the IT world. Everything is on the portal. Everything is on like the search engine. It can be searched. It can be sought by price. It's very easy to discover an advertisement. But it's very difficult to make sure that your advertisement is done correctly. It's very difficult to make sure that your agent know how to arrange viewing. It's very difficult to make sure that your agent know how to qualify the buyers. It's very difficult to find an agent that able to identify the closing signal of a buyer and close the buyer. Okay, I do this video many, many times and I talk about this in many, many other videos. So if you don't meet the 4 criteria, then sorry, you are done. You just need to miss 1 criteria. Now, selling house is like chance. Because there is 10 units selling in the market, there's only 1 to 2 buyers walking around. You want to be that 1 to 2 units to sell off out of that 10 units. That is how you sell property in today's market. It's a waiting game, but whoever that wait with the most chance wins the market today. Okay, so in the next video, I'm going to explain some other problems that I have been hearing for customer, and I feel that a lot of things start to arise from bad decisions that was done when the market was good. Okay, so the next video, I will explain decoupling. Okay, again, I will explain decoupling because more of these problems are surfacing today. Okay, so hit the like button, subscribe button. It's not easy to do a video, so I hope that y'all appreciate my sharing because I use my heart and my lungs to give it to you, so that you appreciate, so that you watch my video and you bring something back, lah, and you realize that you become more knowledgeable and more powerful. Knowledge is power. Okay, hit the like button, subscribe button. See you in the next episode, and bye bye.